Job chapter 31. I made a covenant with my eyes, why then should I think about a maid? Because what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked? And a strange punishment to those who do evil? Does he not see my ways, and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot has run towards deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned out of the way, and my heart walked after my eyes, and if any blot has clung to my hands, then let me sow, and let another eat, yes, let my offspring be rooted out. If my heart has been deceived by a woman, or if I have lain in wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down upon her. Because this is a terrible crime. Yes, it is an evil deed to be punished by the judges. Because it is a fire that consumes to destruction, and would root out all my increase. If I despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant, when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God rises up? And when he visits, what shall I answer him? Did not he who made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld from the poor their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my food myself alone, and the fatherless has not eaten of it. Because from my youth he was brought up with me, as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering. If his body has not blessed me, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep. If I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, when I saw my help in the gate. Then let my arm fall from my shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. Because destruction from God was a terror to me, and because of his highness I could not endure. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, you are my confidence. If I rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had obtained much. If I saw the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness. And my heart has been secretly enticed, or my mouth has kissed my hand. This also would be a sin to be punished by the judge, because I should have denied the God who is above. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him. Neither have I allowed my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. If the men of my tent did not say, "Oh, that we had of his flesh! We cannot be satisfied." The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. If I covered my sins as Adam, by hiding my sin in my bosom. Did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, that I kept silence, and did not go out of the door? Oh, that one would hear me. Indeed, my desire is, that the Almighty would answer me, and that my adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder, and bind it as a crown to myself. I would declare to him the number of my steps, as a prince I would go near to him. If my land cries against me, or that the furrows of it likewise complain. If I have eaten its fruits without money, or have caused its owners to lose their life. Let thistles grow instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are ended.